Well, good evening and welcome, everybody. I believe we have some newer Juice Plus reps on the call, as well as some of you more mature reps. And, of course, we're often referred to as the dinosaurs in this business because we've been around for about 20 years. But anyway, the focus this evening is on the newer Juice Plus reps, whether you are one or whether you are sponsoring one. And hopefully you've had an opportunity to listen to the training call. Either there was a link in the email we sent out, or you may have found it at teamjp.net at the I'm New page. So we're going to assume that you've listened to that, you understand the basics of the business, and hopefully by this stage also you have sat down with your sponsor, you've completed your starter guide, you've given your sponsor a copy of your memory jogger, which of course is your list of names of people, hopefully about 50 people, to invite to take a look at Juice Plus, and that you've prioritized those names to identify your dream team, and by that we mean the people that you would love to have on your Juice Plus team, because that really is essential. That, you know, the foundation of what we do is building a customer base, but we're also looking to build a team, and we like to focus not only on people that you think would be good in this business, but people that you would love to have on your Juice Plus team. That really is essential. So later on, we're going to be talking about your business story, which you'll find in the starter guide. But first of all, as we indicated in our email, we are going to open this up for questions. So for the first 5, maybe 10 minutes at the most, this is your opportunity to get any questions answered, any questions at all about the business, about getting started, about you know, other aspects of the business, anything that you feel confused about, you need some clarification, you need a little bit more information. So let's open it up, and does anybody want to get us started?
This is Marissa. I am so overwhelmed by everything right now. My husband and I actually took Juice Plus for a number of years and then had to stop with the amount. We just had to take out any extra costs due to the economy. And just recently have we been able to start adding things back into again into our budget, and really wanted to make, we really enjoy Juice Plus and the product and what it provides. We also have twin daughters now that I think is a really big fundamental base to try to help them start with their future and their nutrition. But getting into the business aspect of this, I'm just completely a little overwhelmed and just trying to poke at things here and there. I also have a full-time job, so
oh my gosh.
I do not
you
know anything.
Right. How
any
old are your twins?
At all.
How old are the twins? 3 years old. Full-time job, three-year-old twins, mm-hmm. and looking to build Juice Plus. Wow, you are one busy
yeah.
mom.
I'd like to have Juice Plus to where I can actually have a flexible schedule and
right.
be with them whenever they are, you know, just have short days at school and not actually, you know.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, the good news, Marissa, is that that is very doable, and I know that a number of people on this call will describe to you how they've built what we call a Plan B income. Lots of things come to mind. First of all, you need to learn how to incorporate Juice Plus while you're out there doing life, because truly you don't have a lot of time to set aside to focus on Juice Plus. So with our help, and your who is your sponsor?
Rachel.
Rachel. Okay, wonderful.
Yes,
Rachel's a
Rachel.
Good friend. And so together with Rachel's help as well, she can help you understand how you can incorporate this with your coworkers, with maybe if your children are in daycare, people that you run across on a day-to-day basis. And then the second thing, and probably Rachel's already shown you this, if you go to our teamjp.net website and you mm-hmm. click on I'm New, it really does give you a step-by-step approach to this business. It kind of gives
okay.
you information on a need-to-know basis. Because you're right, if you try and look at the whole picture, it can be very overwhelming at the beginning. So you just need to understand what you need to understand. And at teamjp.net, it will talk you through the next step.
Okay.
Does that make sense? And
yes,
keep it simple. Tonight's call is really going to help you because The foundation of what we do in building our customer base is crafting our product story and our business story, which we can tell in 30 to 45 seconds. So if we can help you do that so that when people ask you about the product or ask you what you do, then you know exactly how you're going to respond.
Okay.
Now, when you're brand new in the business, as I say, the foundation of what we do is building that customer base. So, you know, keep it simple and just focus on talking to people, focus on the memory jogger. That's really important. Get the names down. Talk through with your sponsor as to what's the best approach with some of these people. It might be a wellness presentation. It might be inviting them to come to a bigger event. And I know you've got a fabulous event coming up in Dallas very soon. It might be one-on-one over coffee or over lunch, but establish what your approach is, encourage them to watch a video at your website and follow up, and then encourage them to get started on Juice Plus. Hopefully that's good advice for others of you on the call as well. More questions?
That's all very helpful.
Good.
Hello, my name is Patricia Acosta.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi. I have a question. How do you kind of, well, for your friends and family that know you have been in other businesses, and this is such a wonderful thing. I always talk about how wonderful I feel and how long it took me to feel like that. I was one of these people that I wanted to feel good right now, and I do value health. Most people do. But once you have been in poor health, you just appreciate the days when you do feel better. And it took me a long time to get there, and I wanted Juice Plus to be one of those instant things. I know that it isn't now, but once you feel great, it's like you almost forget when you used to feel bad. But
right.
How can you begin introducing this lifestyle where you actually feel well? Do you, you know, is it something that you can, I just want to know how to be able to present it, especially like to all my family, because I've been in different businesses, you know, homemade businesses for years and years, and I've always been really good at what I do. And I'm excited about Juice Plus, but I'm not really sure how to do that with my family. Because I'll probably say, oh, here she goes again. But, so how would
right.
I do
no,
that?
Right. No, I understand your question. And I'll tell you, first of all, in our experience at least, family can be the toughest. And I don't know whether others on the call would agree. I have two sisters in England who will not take Juice Plus, even though we've been working with it for more than 18 years. Mick has a brother here in Florida who will not take Juice Plus. Because family sometimes, as you say, you know, they will question you. In our case, they will say, well, you know, who are you to be an expert in nutrition if we are merely siblings? In your case, it may be, okay, as you said, you know, so what's this you're into now? So it's important that you tell your product story with excitement and enthusiasm and with passion, but especially use the tools. You're going to have to say to people, look, I know I've been involved in various things, but believe me, this truly is different. I don't want you to take my word for this. I want you to watch a very short video at my website. Hear what the doctors are saying about Juice Plus. Listen to the medical professionals. Look at the research. Juice Plus is the most researched nutritional product ever in history. You know, you cannot deny the research. And then look what it's done for my health. Okay, it didn't happen overnight, because when you give the body good whole food nutrition, it takes a while for those cells to turn over and be replaced and for your body to become healthy. But this is what's happened when I've taken it every single day now. And I just encourage you to do your own research and then please just give it a try for a few months and see what it'll do for you.
Oh, that's great. That's perfect. That was what
and
I
And now
was
you're going to ask me to say that again and I haven't got a clue what I said. So you've just got to talk from the heart. And, of course, you can listen to the recording of this call. But talk from the heart and as well as your own story, it's so important to use the tools, use the videos, use the research, because that truly is what sets us apart from all other supplements out there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Good question.
Hey, Jenny, this is Pam Schuler, and I can really add to that for her because I also was involved in a lot of businesses or looked at a lot of businesses. And so even my son, you know, told me, okay, Mom, you know, we've been down this dirt road before. And really, it does take time, but if you just stay consistent and really do stay true to, you know, what you really are believing in. And for me, I told him as well, honey, I've been looking for something like Juice Plus for 30 years, and I have finally found it. Yes, I looked at other products, but none of them compared, so I didn't stay with them, nor did I really sell them. But this is, and so about a year later, after he had been on the product, he is now selling the product and offering it to his friends, not dramatically, but he believes in it. And he doesn't mock me anymore. So just hang in there because it'll take a little bit of time.
Yep, that's good advice, Pam. And you're so right. It takes time. And we all find, you know, when we run across skeptics, and believe me, there are many skeptics out there, that when they realize that a year later, they say, are you still doing that Juice Plus stuff? And you say, yes, absolutely, and you reinforce what you had told them before. When they realize that you're sticking with it, that it's not just a fly-by-night experience, it's something that you truly believe in, then they will take you more seriously down the road. All right, I'm going to let Mick jump in.
But it's great because those questions are wonderful lead-ins to what I want to talk about. As Jenny said, this call is primarily for brand new people on our team. I'm so glad we have several new people on the team, and I promise not to put you on the spot, but I will ask you permission, Patricia and Marissa, if I can kind of use what you've already told us on this call as examples, because this will really help a lot. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah,
thank
definitely.
You. Thanks a bunch. Okay, so my starting point is this. When we are sponsoring someone as a Juice Plus representative on our team, we as their personal sponsors, which we do pretty much every month, and you know, we've been doing this for a long time, but we still do the basics because otherwise how can we possibly lead by example? Well, when we are sitting down with a new person, we have one question for them to begin with. That's a one-word question. Why? Why do you want to do this? You see, it's really important that we as the sponsor know what you, the new person's expectations are, what you want from this business, and that because that tells us what you need from us. And frankly, usually the response we get is is vague at best. And that's why it's important that I hope we get to this conversation in a few minutes, that we'll have a conversation about the why and so on. But let's put it in terms that will make sense to you. As you are launching your new Juice Plus business, and Patricia, your question was a beautiful lead into this, what do you say? What do you say to your friends, and especially your friends and family who know that you've done things like this many times before, in your case for as much as 30 years? What do you say to them when a stranger, a complete stranger, asks you what you do? Or when a friend you haven't seen in a while says, hey, what are you doing these days? How do you reply? Do you say, I'm selling fruits and vegetables in a capsule? Not. Well, you can if you're going to joke about it and have a good laugh about it. That's fine. But that's not necessarily the best answer. So if you've looked at your starter guide, and I hope you have, you'll know that two of the tools we use are our stories, our product story and our business story. Your product story is really important, and, you know, that's pretty much what Jenny talked you through, Patricia, gave you an example of a product story, and you could hear the enthusiasm, and really your product story just simply says why you love Juice Plus so much and how much you love Juice Plus. And telling that story, sharing that story with people is how you build your customer base, how you find customers. And over time, building a customer base will build your income. And, you know, crafting that story is pretty simple. With the help of your sponsor and the starter guide, you can get your story pretty good, and you can feel pretty comfortable telling your story. And also at our website, teamjp.net, there's lots of good advice on building your product story. But I want to talk more about your business story. This is the second story that we share, but I think it should be the first story that we are prepared to share. Because, Patricia, in your case, while you want to share your product story, and as Pam added, thanks so much for that comment, Pam, you know, you need to be prepared to explain to people why you're doing this, why you're doing what you're doing. But the business story is not so simple. And it's partly because as a brand new person, you don't yet have any success to relate to the other person. But, and here's the important thing about the business story, it represents what I call a vision-building opportunity. And I'll explain what I mean by that. If you were to look at, if you're at your computer now, you can look at the home page of our Team JP website. And there's a statement right up the top there, which is my starting point. That statement is, people will want to be part of what you do when they understand and are inspired by why you do what you do. And what this statement means, quite simply, is that your team and your business will grow to the extent that you're able to communicate why you do what you do, and you do that as you share your business story. So when those skeptical family members, Patricia, say, oh, what, again? Well, the better your why, the better the reason you're doing this that's communicated in your business story, the quicker they will get to the point where Pam's son is, where he now accepts that this is something that Pam has been looking for all these years. So your why is essentially a picture of the future life that you envision, fully empowered by your dreams coming true as a direct result of building your Juice Plus virtual franchise. That's why your dreams and your why are so important. You see, not only will your dreams, which is an expression of your why, speak powerfully to other people, but it will also speak to you. So it will motivate you to set goals, to plan, to work hard, and to stay disciplined and committed as you move forward. And as little time as you have, Marissa, and I fully sympathize with your position, if you choose to have a business story, which is entirely your choice, your product story, frankly, is more important to you at this point, but if you choose to have a business story, it really will stand you in good stead, and it will help you move forward. And I'm hoping by the time we finish this, Marissa, that you'll say, wow, okay, you've given me a vision for what's possible. And if not, then that's my fault, not yours. Okay, so here's one example of what I'm talking about. One of our team, who has a large family living at home, has this as his why. My family and I are living in a 5-bedroom home because I'm making $10,000 a month and I'm debt-free through my Juice Plus business. Now, that's a dream and a business story. That's part of his business story, which speak powerfully to those who know him, and it speaks powerfully to him every day. So as you meet people at Juice Plus events, and as you listen to their stories, you'll often hear one a lot like this. At first, I wanted to get Juice Plus for the best price possible because I was putting my entire family on it. But it wasn't long after sharing with my extended family that I was not only making enough to pay for my entire family Juice Plus, but I was even making the mortgage payment as well. Eventually, I got brave enough to attempt to replace my job income and my benefits, and I'm so thankful that I did, because now I'm a self-supporting single mom and building the life of my dreams. And that is a true reflection of the story of many, many people that you'll meet at Juice Plus events. So until you have your own success story, be sure to collect and share other people's stories. And by the way, use us. Get us on a connection call with your friends and family who are looking at this as a business to hear our story. And when you have them at events, local Juice Plus events, introduce them to other people who've got a story like that to tell them. Now, I often tell the true story of a young stay-at-home mother of two young children in West Texas who 1 year ago earned over $8,000 in bonus money in her first year in Juice Plus and built her monthly check to a very healthy four figures. And you can listen to my interview with Nicole Fletcher from Muleshoe, Texas, at our website there. On the homepage, on the left side, near the bottom, Nicole Fletcher training call. That's very inspirational, very encouraging. And here's another thing. For many of the successful women in our business today, and for many of the couples on our team, the big why, the big dream, was and is bringing the husband home from the job or business that was killing him and stopping him from being the husband and dad that he desperately wanted to be. Now, if you want to see the truth of that, go and watch, hopefully again, the business video at juiceplusvirtualfranchise.com, our business website, or at the Understanding the Virtual Franchise page at teamjp.net, and watch that with your prospects. I mean, I think you should get every person who's open to looking at this business, to looking at what you do and why you do it. And when you've watched that video, point out this fact, that every woman that you saw on that video, especially the ones where they had their husbands sitting next to them, staying very quiet, by the way, wise man, but every one of those women had achieved exactly that goal, and every one of those husbands had been brought home to be full-time, as a full-time husband and dad and business partner in their Juice Plus business. That is the truth. So, let's come back to you. Your why may be, like Marissa's, really little more than to be able to afford Juice Plus for the entire family, including those three-year-old twins. What a blessing it is for them to be getting the good nutrition for Juice Plus. Or your goal may be an extra $500 a month. And let's face it, for so many families today, an extra $500 a month would make a huge difference. So that's a great starting point. And your product story, as Jenny was explaining earlier to Patricia, that fits right in there. It's to build the customer base. It's to build that income to 500 or maybe a little beyond that. However, many people achieve that in their first few months and then quickly realize that there's much more available. As the self-sustaining, self-supporting single mom in that earlier story I told you discovered. If you do get to that point where you have bigger dreams, then your business story becomes really important. It becomes your most important tool. And you know, it is the number one tool, as I said before, for building your team together with that memory jogger. So serious team building is necessary to go beyond that $500 a month level. And having that business story becomes a higher priority. And as I said, if that's not for you now, that's perfectly okay. But keep listening because I promise you, you will hear something of interest and of value. So why is it that having a strong why for your business and having big dreams these days is such a challenge for so many of us? Well, if you looked at any of my goal-setting stuff at teamjp.net, you'll know that Tommy Newbury is an author who I think so highly of, and his book, Success is Not an Accident, is a great source of goal-setting wisdom. The last chapter in that book, I know some of you in this call have read that book, and I'm so glad you have, and if you haven't, I strongly recommend you do. But the last chapter in his book is entitled Tomorrow Changes Today. And one way or another, that's a true statement. Tomorrow changes today. You see, if we are fearful of the future, then we tend to be paralyzed in the present. And at best, we're on the defensive. But if we're hopeful for the future, we're optimistic in the present. And then anything is possible. So our vision of the future greatly influences our attitude in the present. So tomorrow changes today is a true statement. So what is it that makes us fearful or hopeful in the present? Is it our personality? Well, somewhat. Some of us are natural pioneers, risk takers. Others are more settlers and avoid risk. The one thing that changes everything, including our attitude, in my opinion, is investing in our dreams. getting back in touch with dreams that we may have had in the past and lost or pushed in the background just because life got in the way. Let's talk a bit about dreams and goals. The most important thing is that a dream must excite us. Some goals are really important to us, but they don't necessarily excite us. I've got a dream of trekking to Everest Base Camp. And it's interesting, that dream became a goal about a year ago. I wrote it down as a goal. And Jenny doesn't even know this, but I got an email today from a friend who has climbed Mount Everest, and he's putting together a group of Christian men to take them to Everest Base Camp this coming fall. And Jenny, if the dates don't conflict with our Dallas Juice Plus conference, I'm going.
You go for it, Mick.
And, you know, I talked before about the importance of writing down goals, and boy, will this be a great story if this comes true.
Hey, follow your dream.
Exactly, a dream and a goal. So here's an example of a good goal, being debt-free. So it's a pretty good dream, too, but it's absolutely a goal. Becoming a national marketing director with Juice Plus is a great goal. That was my goal 21 years ago when I first looked at this. And it's a goal and a dream that came true. But, you know, to me, neither of those is necessarily a dream. They are more goals towards a destination, because if you make national marketing director, I guarantee you, and if you become debt-free, that opens up the possibilities tremendously. Let me put this another way. As I said, I saw national marketing director as a goal, as a dream, but mainly because of the lifestyle I saw others enjoying, others who were national marketing directors, and I certainly wanted that kind of freedom. But I hadn't a clue about how to describe what I, Mick Daly, in all my uniqueness, not all good, but like you, I am unique, what I would make of that freedom. Now, God knew very well, but it's been an exciting journey of discovery for me. Now, I'm not talking about the lifestyles of the rich and famous, absolutely not. I'm talking about the on-purpose lifestyle of the Mick Daly, of the Patricia, of the Colleen, of the Marissa, of the Monica, of the John, of the Judy, of the Paul, of the Pam, the on-purpose lifestyle of you and me that God created us to be. And all I can tell you is, briefly, is that today I'm living that lifestyle more and more, and I'm hoping that it becomes more and more authentic day by day. You see, my dream today is continuing and increasingly to live out my purpose, to live out my mission, which I now know, I didn't way back then, but I now know that my mission is to encourage others to their full potential. And that's what I'm trying to do on this call, all these calls. I'm trying to do this through our business, through our coaching. And I tell you, there's nothing better than knowing that you are living on purpose. So all the time you spend, if you spend any time at all, defining and refining your dreams will pay dividends, I promise you. So please start with your dreams and then make sure that any goals you set in life, in business, in your job, whatever, that they contribute to realizing those dreams. Because if they don't, they're not worth the effort, honestly. So how can this all help you? Well, let's go back and remember that this statement is true. People will want to be part of what you do when they understand and are inspired by why you do what you do. And your team will grow fast if you can communicate that why. Two reasons. More and more of your friends and family will be inspired. Yes, yours too, Patricia, your skeptical family, will be inspired when you can describe your why, the dream that you have for this business, the dream that you can see this business realizing where maybe previous businesses didn't. And one result of that, so the second reason that this is so important, is that those who decide to join your team, because they were inspired by your why, by your dream, they will have already begun dreaming. And so when you ask them that question, why do you want to be a Juice Plus rep, they will be better able to begin to explain, and they will be closer to having a good, strong business story. Okay, let's get to the nitty-gritty. if your dreams are to be the core of your business story, because they describe the why you're doing what you're doing with Juice Plus, then how do you define those dreams? How can they become real to you so that you can make them real to other people? Okay, well, there are many ways to do this, but one way that I know works, because I've done it and it worked for me and it worked for Jenny too, is to ask what we call the miracle question. And by that I mean this. If a miracle happened, and if every meaningful, important thing that you ever dreamed of came true, what would that look like? Just describe that. And what might you see happening around you in the weeks, months, and years ahead? What would you do? What would you think? What would you feel? What would you be, see, have, share? And where would you go if a miracle happened? Now, we believe in miracles. They happen all the time. If I end up going on the trek to base camp, that will be a miracle. And it's the kind that I've learned to depend on and believe in. So after this call, I'll put together a little worksheet that I'll email to all of you. And some of you have done this before. We certainly have. But let me give you some examples. So if you want to get started now, just write on a piece of paper the word go, G-O. Where would you go if that miracle happened? If you had the freedom, if you had the money, if you had the time, if you didn't have 2 3-year-old twins hanging around you all the time. No, I'm just kidding. But where would you go? Now, for me, I will go to the Holy Land, God willing. I desperately want to spend time in the Holy Land. Another goal Jenny and I have is to spend 3 months RVing, hiking, and biking around New Zealand. That's a dream. That's a goal. That's where we will go in the next year or two. What will you do? Well, I've already told you. I will trek to Everest Base Camp. I will hike the Grand Canyon from North Rim to South Rim and back, God willing. I know people have done that. I desperately want to do that. So I'm just giving examples of things, you know, I've written these down. I will go. Things I will do. Places I will see. I want to see the Aurora Borealis, the Northern Lights. I want to see the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. I want to see all the sites of Athens. We toured Rome. We went all around Italy and southern France this last autumn on our month-long vacation celebrating our 40th wedding anniversary. But there are many, many more things that I want to see. What do you want to see in your life? The next one is share. So we've got go, do, see, share. What would you love to share if a miracle happened? Well, I have a dream and a goal of reverse tithing, that is giving 90% of my income to my church, to charities, because I can live on 10%, because I'm making enough money that I only need 10% of my income to live off. That's my dream of sharing, being able to share and give generously. And then the next one is have. What would you like to have? And this is where you can be very selfish. It's okay to be selfish in terms of dreaming if a miracle happened. If a miracle happened, would you like to have $1 million invested in savings? I still want to have my dream car. It's an old Austin Healey 3000. It's not the most expensive car on the planet. Actually, it's getting pretty expensive these days because it's such a rare car, but I'd love to own an Austin Healey 3000. And, by the way, a mint BSA Gold Star 500cc motorcycle. Those are some things I still dream of having. What would you love to have if a miracle happened? And then lastly, and most importantly, if a miracle happened, what would you love to be? I don't necessarily mean be a doctor, be a lawyer, be a nurse, be. Don't necessarily mean a profession, and I don't even mean necessarily I want to be a national marketing director, except Colleen Reed, you want to be a national marketing director, yeah? Judy Brown, you do. John yes. Guerrero, you do. I know you well enough that you want to. Paul Shuler, Pam Shuler, you want to be a national marketing director. And that's great, but in this sense, I'm really talking about what would you like to be? Would you like to be, as in my case, a better listener? Would you like to be a better wife, a better husband, a better father, mother, neighbor, grandfather, grandmother? Would you like to be completely the person God made you to be? I want to be a loving great-grandfather because I want to know and love my great-grandchildren. And right now we have grandchildren age from 2 months to 9.5 years. So I've got a long way to go to achieve that dream. But I guarantee you, if you were to invest an hour of your time writing down a list of all the places you'd love to go to, things you'd love to do, places you love to see, or things you'd love to see, examples of how you love to be generous and share, things you'd love to have, and what you'd love to be or become, I guarantee you that your dreams will surface. They absolutely will. And because I've taken way too long, I don't have time to go through the exercise now, so I'm going to actually probably come back on our next call and ask those of you on the call to help me by going through that exercise. And actually, that will be good, because if you come on that call armed with your go, do, see, share, have, be list, then we can really work on that to flesh out some dreams. I'll offer you one more thing on this call before I call it to a halt, and allow you to leave, or like last time, allow you to stay on and we'll have a discussion by all means, as long as you want to. But I do want to offer you this. Again, at teamjp.net, on the life planning page, and you can just type in life planning in the search box top right there, and at that page you can download an excellent ebook, a digital book by Michael Hyatt. Michael Hyatt is the guy who famously, in my words, said if you can achieve your goals without God's help, then you're not dreaming big enough. I love that. It's so true. But he's got an ebook there called Creating Your Personal Life Plan. And if you want to really, really see your future life different, and if you want to build a plan for your life using Michael Hyatt's book, and he's a great Christian man, wonderful mentor for me. We never spoken, but I follow his blog religiously. Then you can download that book, and you can read that book, and you can build your own personal life plan starting now. And by golly, if you did that, it will make such a difference. If you don't do that, it's fine. It's okay. Not everyone's going to invest their time that way. But and I don't want you doing that if it stands in the way of you learning to dream and making those lists. So, listen, I hope that's been helpful. I'm glad we had some interaction earlier on as you asked Jenny those questions and she gave you those excellent answers. So since we're out of time on this call formally, I'm going to call it to a halt now. So if you hang up now, that's perfectly fine. For those who have time to stay on, then we'll have a discussion about what I've offered you tonight. So to those of you who are leaving, good night. God bless. Have a great week. And for those of you who are staying, what do you think?
How do you spell Michael's last name?
Hyatt, H-Y-A-T-T.
Okay. All right.
So you can also just search in that search box at teamjp.net on Hyatt, and you'll come up with several good pages.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. I'll stay on as long as the last person stays on, and when I hear that beep that says everybody's left, I'll leave too. But if you want to have a discussion, by all means.
Well, thank you so much
really
for
quiet.
That.
Go ahead.
Just stay really quiet. This is Marissa again. I'm just
hey, Marissa.
Thank you so much for that. It's I am a young mom, I guess young mid-30s. I'm actually just turned 31 this year. And it's kind of interesting. I did a lot in my life before I actually settled down and had kids and everything. And it's really encouraging to see, even with Juice Plus aside, all of the things that you've kind of focused in on what is it that your dreams and goals are. Because as a person, as a wife, as a mother, you kind of want to change those because of your circumstances. But at the same time, you don't want to lose yourself. And I think this is it's just actually one of the best calls I've had in a long time. So I really appreciate everything that all the perspective that you've kind of put in tonight. I don't know how much you know you've done in my life. So thank you so much.
Oh, gosh, Marissa, that is so wonderful to hear. Thank you for saying that. Those sentences of yours have just blessed me.
The only word that comes to mind is encouraging, and it really puts your whole life into perspective and everything. So, and right now with everything that's happening with the economy and the struggles that my husband and I have actually had really rough 3 years, the entire time my girls have been around. So, this is just, it's turning around. This is a new year, and this is kind of a year of perspective for me, which I've come to understand in the last week. And thank you to Rachel and everything. We just got goosebumps when we met each other. We felt like we've known each other for ages, and this just seems like it's the direction I need to be going. And after this call, I really appreciate all the words that you had for us tonight.
Well, let me pick up on that word perspective, can I, Marissa? Because that's such a great word. I know people who choose a word for the year, and I think that's a great idea. The word for my year needs to be adventure again.
Ooh,
but for you, having the word perspective, I don't know what your faith is, but do you mind sharing your faith?
Do you have any particular faith? No, I'm a Christian, and it's the kind of walk that I've had where I grew up in Christianity and kind of had to come back to it myself and just have my own walk with Christ. But it is very hard because we have to live in a secular world, and everything that goes on around us kind of points us into a direction that is not filling, I guess, and it's kind
Certainly.
Of strips you of what your belief is. And so, again, you
That's
surprise
right.
us.
Well, that. Anyway, what I was going to say is, since I know your faith, I can say that the word perspective is an especially good one. Because I know for a fact God wants you to have perspective. He wants you to have perspective on you, the Marissa who he made and the purpose he had for you. And that will come over time, because I'm 65 and it took me more years than I like to admit to get any kind of perspective on me. But perspective on your family, perspective on your finances, perspective on your twins, perspective on your husband, perspective on everything that's important to you in life. So I don't know if it's a word, but I'll tell you, I think the word perspective is a really good one for you for this year.
Well, thank you so much.
And whatever comes of you and Juice Plus is less important than that you get perspective. But I'll tell you this for sure, based on what I've said to you tonight, I believe that a lot of perspective about our present comes from having perspective for our future. And that's why the dreams are so important. That's why a dream is more important than a goal, because you don't have to put a time or a deadline or a date on a dream. You know, I just said a long time ago, gosh, I would love to trek to Everest Space Camp. And I never had the guts to put a time on it, a date on it. I just left it out there, and I let God take charge of it. And looks like he might just come through for me.
Awesome. No, that's really good.
So thanks for sharing that. As I said, you blessed me totally by saying what you said, and I'm so glad you were on. And I think we can say thanks to God for encouraging you to come on.
Yes, definitely. And with that, I must put my children to sleep, since it is very, very, very much past their bedtime.
It's very late. Lord, let them sleep long in the morning.
Thank you so much, Mick.
God bless you, Marissa.
Hopefully get to talk to you in a couple weeks.
You betcha. Take care.
All
and
right,
before goodbye. That, if you want. Okay, God bless. Okay,
yes, definitely. Thank you. God bless. Bye.
Anybody else still on? Anybody else want to offer anything?
I'm still here. Am I the only one? It's Colleen.
Who is this?
Colleen.
Colleen. Hey, Colleen.
April.
Is anybody else on?
Oh,
Teddy and April are here, too.
I'm still on.
Lots of people still on. Cool. Did you have anything to offer or share, Colleen?
I actually have a couple of personal vision statements that I worked with a coach developing a couple days after I talked to you, Mick, I think, or maybe the day after.
Yeah.
I've been given an assignment to just share them without necessarily, just for almost for the sake of sharing them.
Good.
Just to let people know, and because I'm excited to see what God's going to do with these. So I have an audience. I'll just share them very quickly. There's just two of them.
Very cool. Take your time. Don't rush it.
Okay. The first one is, I'm creating healthy boundaries in my relationship.
Sorry. You went muffled on us there. Can you?
Oh, I'm sorry. It's because I put my finger on my phone in the wrong place.
That's better. Now I can hear.
Sorry about that. Okay.
Okay.
I am creating healthy boundaries in my relationship, contributing to a peaceful mind and spirit. Contributing to a peaceful mind and spirit. Anxiety is draining from me as this is being accomplished. And then the second one is, my dreams are being resurrected as I come to confidently know God's truth about me and His purpose for me.
Could you repeat that last one?
Yes. My dreams are being resurrected as I come to confidently know God's truth about me and His purpose for me.
Wow.
So.
Okay, I think that's a wonderful exclamation point to tonight's call. Oh, man, my dreams are being resurrected as I come to confidently know God's truth about me and His purpose for me. That is brilliant. Now, the first one's really, really good, too.
Yeah, well, and I guess I have my whole life to get this one right, right?
We all do, my love, we all do.
I wanted to share that with you, especially because of knowing the conversations that we've had about just knowing who you are in Christ, and also about having dreams that have been pushed aside and sort of forgotten or just so covered with dust you can't hardly see them anymore or know they're there anymore. And so I wanted to share that with you.
Well, that's wonderful, Colleen. Thanks. And I'm sure that blessed. Is it okay if I keep that on the recording of this call, or do you want me to delete it?
No, it's fine.
Super.
Sure.
Because I can confidently promise you that as you work, as you embrace and embody that second mission statement, the first one too, but the second one especially, then one of the things that you and I have discussed is that your dreams will become bigger and bigger, better and better, more and more purposeful and meaningful. Yep.
Yes. That sounds
love
good
it.
To me.
Yeah, me too. Love it. Okay, anybody else? Because this is good. This is really good.
Yay.
I'm just listening in to just kind of get a feel of how other people and their experiences are with Juice Plus. I have a great story already built because I had been taking Juice Plus for a couple of years because a lot of illnesses that I had. This is Pat, by the way.
Yes, Pat.
And I was diagnosed with cancer 2 years ago, and I had already started taking the Juice Plus. And of course, like I say, I was one of those people that I needed something now or yesterday, but I just kept up with it, and I was able to tell John that this wasn't going fast enough, and he explained it and really just kept me on track, and was able to take care of my problem because I could not take the capsules, and he suggested that the children's chewables.
Mm-hmm.
And so that worked excellent. And I attribute my becoming totally cancer-free to, of course, Juice Plus, because I know that a lot of people say, yes, oh, and the prayer, it was unexplainable.
I can say that because I remember our conversation a couple of weeks ago very, very well. And I'm right with you there.
I said, okay, medically it's unexplainable, but I had lots of people praying for me. And,
yes.
You know, on the religious side, it was a true miracle. I was then re-diagnosed in early December, with cancer again. And we just went through the same steps. You know, I asked for prayer from everyone and anyone. And it wasn't a woe is me. I just actually believe that prayer heals all. And again, I am now cancer-free. And at this point, the doctors are wondering, did you ever have cancer? Maybe you were misdiagnosed. And I thought, well, with 5 biopsies, maybe it was all sucked out. And they said, no, that's impossible. But, of course, I no longer have cancer. So I just know that when you build a strong body and you maintain that health, you're gonna stay healthy. My children used to go to the doctors once a week, at least one child, and I had 4 children. Then we got on a great diet, and even to the point where I was giving them the unpasteurized milk, and everyone was saying, no, you shouldn't do that. They're gonna catch a disease, and so we were eating very healthy and organic foods. And for 1 year, they did not see the doctor. Once we let it go and slip away and get back into our old way of eating, they were back at the doctor's again. So
Pat, you know, as you're right, you do have a very powerful story. And I would highlight a couple of things that you just told us, which I think are particularly significant and would often be missed and overlooked. One is that it took you time to see the results you wanted to see. You were a little impatient, but it took you time. Now, that puts you in a very good position because as you are introducing people to Juice Plus, telling them your story will make them more likely to be patient as they wait to see results. You can tell them, listen, some people see results very quickly, and they do. But like you, it may take them longer before they see results. So they need to be patient. The second part of the story is powerful because that is John Guerrero, your sponsor, who modeled for you really, really good customer care when he worked with you to help you to continue with Juice Plus when you had a problem with capsules, and he suggested the chewables, and you found that to meet your need. And that's what customer care is all about. That's another subject entirely, which we'll get onto on a future call. But John, bless his heart, did a great job with you there, didn't he?
Oh, absolutely.
And so he's provided you with an example and a model for the customer care that you will give to your customers. And I love that. Okay, has anyone else got anything that they would like to add or ask before I do call this to a halt? Because we're going on, we've now been on this for an hour, and that's definitely as long as we need.
Oh, Mick, this is Teddy. Just wanted to say apologize for being late. I dialed the wrong number.
Oh, never mind.
Conference to start. Anyway, we tried.
Well, I'm glad you're on now. And you will get to a chance to hear the recording, because I will send that out tomorrow. So thanks, guys, so much.
Okay.
I hope you've enjoyed this half as much as I have, because it's been a blast for me. next Monday night, we will have an all-team call, subject to be announced. You can always let us know if there are topics that you would like us to cover, which we don't normally. We're always open to that. And on that note, I'll say have a wonderful Juice Plus week. God bless you. May God bless your businesses. And may those dreams that you are going to work on not only become very clear in your mind's eye, but may they all come true. God bless. Talk to you soon.
Thank
Bye
you,
now.
Nick. Thank you.
Bless, Mick.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.